让我们一起祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，你是教会的头，我们是教会的身体。我们爱你，因为你先爱我们。今天对我们说话，我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。
You might remember a few weeks ago.There was a huge snowstorm that hit Edmonton.
大家可能记得，在几周之前，有一次非常强烈的暴风雪袭击了爱城。
Temperature dropped to below the mid 20s.
气温当时下降到零下二十多度。
In Toronto, I've experienced minus 20s before.
我之前在多伦多呢，经历过零下二十度的严寒。
I have also shoveled much snow in Toronto before.
在多伦多我也铲过很多雪。
But I have never done the two things together.
但是我从来没有两样事情一起做过。
So on that Sunday night, I thought I'll go out and shovel a few times just to see what it's like.
所以呢，有一个周星期天的晚上，我就告诉我自己说我要去铲雪，然后我要去看看什么样。
I was soaking wet, but I thought I can do it.
我浑身都湿透了，但是我想，我做得到。
Monday morning, I started to cough.
星期一我就开始咳嗽了。
Tuesday afternoon, I started having a fever.
周二下午我就开始发烧。
Wednesday and Thursday, I was in bed all day.
星期三、星期四就爬不起来了。
And so by the weekend, I thought I was getting better.
我想，那过了，到了周末可能就好一些。
Then the virus went to my stomach.
但是那个病毒直接袭击了我的胃。
So the week after, I started throwing up on Wednesday.
在一周之后了，那个星期三，我开始呕吐。
And then Thursday and Friday, I was in bed all day.
然后星期四、星期五又是在床上。
Only this past week, I started to get better.
仅仅在过去的一周，我才开始有好转。
But you know, despite all the fever, the cough, the runny nose, and the throwing up, all that was actually my body fighting against the virus.
但是呢，我知道我身体表现出来的这些症状，无论是咳嗽、发烧、呕吐啊、疼痛，都是我的身体在和病毒做斗争。
Do you want to know a secret?
大家想知道一个秘密吗？
Doctors cannot heal you.
医生不能够治愈你。
Doctor or 大夫 or 医生 just means that they have knowledge.
医生只是有知识。
They know a lot of things.
他们知道很多。
They know a lot about the body.
他们知道很多关于人体。
They know what kind of medicine can help your body fight the viruses.
他们知道用什么药可以帮助身体来抗击病毒。
They also know what you can do to make your body healthy.
他们也知道，大家可以做什么事情可以使身体健康。
How many of your doctors have told you to exercise more?
大家当中有多少医生告诉你们要多锻炼
？Doctors say you need to exercise. They also know the other thing you can do, and the doctors say this to me all the time, is stop eating chicken skin.
Stop eating
chicken skin.
Okay. 他们也知道，就是有一些医生告诉你说不要再吃鸡皮了。
But what's the point of eating chicken without eating skin?
但是如果说吃鸡不吃皮，还有什么意思呢？
The body actually does the work of repairing.
实际上是我们的身体在自我修复。
The body knows how to fight off the diseases.
身体本身就知道怎么样抗击病毒。
Doctor's job is to come and help the body fight.
医生的工作只是来帮助身体去斗争。
But they are not Jesus.
但他们不是耶稣啊。
They are not the great physician who can heal me completely.
他们不是那一个最好的医生来治愈我的那一位。
And no matter how good your doctor is,
不管医生有多好。
No matter how you have experienced God's miracle in healing your body.
不管大家经历之前经历过如何奇妙的医治
，We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We live in a fallen world.
都生活在一个已经轰然倒塌的世界里。
So、eventually, one day, Our bodies will fail. We will die.
所以终有一天我们会死的。
The Christian's hope is that one day at resurrection, God will give us a new body.
基督徒的指望就在于有一天我们会得到一个新的身体，会复活。
A body that will not perish.
啊，我们的身体不会再腐坏。
But nevertheless, our present body, the one that we have right now, is still very amazing, isn't it?
啊，尽管我们知道这一切，我们现在现有的这个会腐坏的身体，其实也是非常奇妙的，对吗？
When I was grade 9 and grade 10, we all had to take general sciences.
我在上九年级、十年级的时候，都需要学一些基础的科学学科。
I had an awful teacher.
我的老师很糟。
She made me hate biology.
因为她，我就开始讨厌学生物。
Physics and chemistry, I was okay, but biology, she just completely ruined it for me.
物理化学我还好，但是生物拜他所赐，我真的是不行。
So physics and chemistry I continue to study, but biology I stopped.
所以我就一直学物理化学，但是没有再学生物。
But when I got to university, the program I was in, I have to take biology.
但是当我到大学的时候，我才发现，我所学的这个专业需要也要上这个生物的课程。
I thought I was going to fail for sure.
我想我完了，肯定要挂了。
Because I had no biology background.
我一点生物背景都没有。
But I was amazed at how my professors were describing how the bodies work.
但是我当教授给我耐心的讲解身体是如何运行的时候，我被深深的震撼了。
Our bodies have an amazing system to defend itself.
我们的身体是一个多么奇妙的一个构造，来可以抵御外界的侵害。
I was amazed at the immune system that we have.
我被我们所拥有的这个强大的免疫系统而震撼。
I loved how to learn about how our bodies fight against viruses.
我也非常高兴的能了解到，身体是这样的抗击病毒。
Especially, how vaccines were developed to teach the body how to fight.
尤其是就是疫苗如何被发明来帮助身体去抗击病毒。
If I have kept going, I should have become a medical doctor.
如果我继续研究，我可能就成为一个医生了。
But I was afraid of needles.
但我怕打针。
And I was afraid to put needles in other people.
我也怕给别人打。
But I can tell you that in that first year biology class, my faith grew.
但是呢，第一年的生物学的课程其实是我的信心增长。
Even though all these professors were atheists.
尽管这所有的这些教授们都不信神。
I was just amazed how the body worked when it's united and when it's healthy.
我只是被身体本身各个器官统一协调工作而感到奇妙。
Even though Paul was not a medical doctor.
虽然保罗不是一个医生，
The apostle was inspired by the Holy Spirit to use the body as an analogy for the church.
使徒保罗却用身体来生动形象比喻教会。
He says the body, the church is the body of Christ.
他说教会就是基督的身体。
In Romans 18, he says we are all part of the member of the body of Christ.
在罗马书十八章中他说，我们都是教会的身体的一部分，肢体。
And every one of us has different gifts.
我们每一个都有不同的恩赐。
Some have prophecy, service, teaching, exhortation, giving, leadership, acts of mercy.
有很多很多的恩赐，有这个使徒，有先知，有牧师，有教师，有劝化人的，有治理事的，怜悯人的。
First Corinthians 12 tells us that.We are all different, but we are one body.
经上说，我们虽然肢体各有不同，但是却同属一个身体。
Every part is important. There's no such thing as one part is more important than the other.
每一部分都很重要，并没有说有一个肢体比另一个肢体更重要。
Ephesians, the whole book tells us that again, Jesus' body is the church.
以弗所书 整卷书都在告诉我们，教会就是基督的身体。
We have all been forgiven by God through Jesus.
我们都被神所赦罪，通过基督。
And we belong to one body, one faith, one baptism.
我们也同属一个身体，我们同有一个洗礼，我们同有一种信仰。
And again, Paul speaks of God giving the church different body parts. Especially here, he's talking about the leaders.
保罗在这里也说，教会给每一个人有不同的恩赐，有不同的职分，就像这治理事的。
We have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
我们有使徒，有先知，有教师，有牧师，有教师。
Jesus is the head of the body, and we are his parts.
基督是教会的头，我们就是他的肢体。
And in Colossians, Paul speaks of our continual suffering. The church continues to suffer in the world.
哥罗西书中说到，教会持续不断的受迫害、受痛苦。
Paul says when we are suffering, we're actually fulfilling the suffering of Jesus.
保罗说，当我们受痛苦的时候，其实我们就完全了基督所受的苦难。
But then I have one question.
那我有一个问题。
Why does the church often appear to be so unhealthy?
为什么教会总是给人的感觉看上去那么不健康呢？
As a pastor, I have done many visits to the hospital.
作为一个牧者，我曾经多次探访过病人。
The toughest visit are cancer patients.
最难以面对的，就是去探访癌症病人。
Radiation, chemotherapy, all that.Physical damage to the body.
很多的放疗、化疗，所有这一些对身体所造成的伤害。
Not just that, but watching them suffer emotionally, the pain every day is just making them miserable.
不仅仅是身体上的伤害，而且是心理的、灵里的、情绪上的伤害。看到他们的真的是很难以忍受。
And also everyone around them that suffers.
不仅是他们自己受伤害，他们周围的亲人也受伤害。
What is cancer?
什么是癌症？
Cancer is our cells in our body that no longer cares for the body.
癌细胞就是体内一种细胞，这种细胞它不再在乎别的细胞的死活。
All these cancer cells care about is consuming the resources of the body.
他们只关心自己怎么样从身体来消耗身体，来发展自己。
They multiply. That's all they care about. They want to grow. They want to grow. They want to grow.
他们就想要倍增、增长啊，长大，这就是他们最想要做的事情。
And so that's how cancer kills.
这就是为什么癌症会导致人死亡。
Because it just keeps on taking from the body. It doesn't care about the rest of the body.
因为他们只关心怎么样去从这个身体获取营养来增长自己，不关心其他任何的东西。
The question I have, this is not the slide, sorry, don't need to show that. Today I want to ask us a question: Is are there cancers in the body of Christ?
今天我想问一个问题，就是在基督耶稣的身体里，教会里有没有癌细胞？
What is cancer in the body of Christ?
基督身体里的癌细胞是什么？
Now be careful. Don't point at people and say you're cancer.
注意大家不要互相指啊，说你才是癌细胞。
And I'm healthy. You're cancer.
我是那个健康的，你是那个坏的。
Cancer in the body of Christ is an attitude.
癌症在身体里是
attitude 态度
啊，态度对。I didn't hear it.
我的国语好很多了。
Perfect.
Where am I? Okay. It's the attitude that I come to just consume.
那就是我需要消费的这么样一个态度。
What does the church have to offer me?
教会可以为我做什么？
What can the pastors do for me?
牧者们可以为我做什么？
What programs do you have that would attract me?
你们有什么 好的活动可以叫我参与进来。
Do I like your facilities?
我喜欢你们教会的设施吗？
If not, guess what? There's a church down the street that's much better.
如果不喜欢，我可以告诉你，我还路的那头有一间更好的。
They have a bigger gym.
啊，他们有一个健身房。
They have bigger parking lots.
他们有停车场。
Their pastors are taller.
他们的牧师更高。
You see that consumer attitude?
大家能看到这个消费者的心态吗？
We come, we are buying something, right? We put our offerings in, we are purchasing something. So you better offer me something back, right? That's consumer attitude.
消费者心态就像我们去买东西一样，我们在市场上，我们说，我们带着钱来了，我们就是这个市场可以满足我什么需求。
And so what happens when the church, I don't like the church, I run to another one.
所以教会里面发生的是什么事呢？有一些人就是我不喜欢这个教会，所以我找另一间。
That's the cancer attitude.
那就是癌症的态度。
And the other thing that's driving this cancer is industrialization.
另一个就是yeah, I hear you. I'm sorry. 另一个导致癌症的就是工业化。
That we have a product. You know what that product is? The gospel. The gospel is a product.
你知道，大家知道吗？我们有一个产品，这个产品就是福音。
We have to sell it.
我们需要去贩卖它。
So we lower the cost, right? We just sell it as cheap as possible.
所以我们就想办法要降低成本去销售。
You believe in Jesus?
你相信耶稣吗？
Good. Here's your ticket to heaven.
好的，这样你就拿着这个，然后你就得救了。
And then so we begin to see if the church have more people, it means it's more successful, right?Because more people are buying your product.
所以我们渐渐的就认为教会人越多是不是就越好了，对吗？这证明更多的人来买我们的产品啊，我们的福音。
Also, the bigger building you have, the more money you have, more people you have, means that you are successful at selling the gospel.
所以说呢，那如果我们有更大的教会，有更多的会友，那我们就更多的成功。
So a lot of churches now have crowds, lots of people.
所以现在很多的教会都有很多的会众啊。
But very few followers of Jesus.
但是真正跟随主耶稣的人却很少。
Did you know back in 2009?
大家知道吗？在2009年的时候。
There was a website called churchraider.com. Churchraider.com.
有一个网站就是关于给教会打分的。
You rate restaurants today, don't you?
大家给餐馆打分，对吗？
You rate stores in the mall.
大家给商场里的店铺打分，是吗？
Why not rate the church?
为什么不给教会来打一打分呢？
You know, if you Google today, our church, you know what our rating is in Google?
那如果大家今天上谷歌来查询一下，搜一下我们教会，能不能看到我们教会的评分怎么样？
Good.
非常好
4.9 out of 5
是总分5分，我们教会有 4.9。
So I ask myself,
所以我问自己，
Where's the point one?
第一点在哪里？
Why not 5 out of 5?
那 0.1 到底在哪里？为什么不是 5?
You see people before they even show up at a church, they already look at all the comments about the church and the rating.
所以说大家你可以看到就是很多的人都已经在我说话之间可能已经在查看这个评论。
Does that say anything about the actual church?
那这个评分是可以说教会的任何的方面吗？反映教会所有的方面吗？
Cancer.
癌症的态度。
Cancer.
癌症。
Cancer.
癌症。
This is what's killing the church today.
这就是杀死教会的癌细胞。
You know, when our kids were born,
大家知道，当我孩子刚出生的时候
，in the hospital, the nurse would come in at night and check on the baby.
在晚上，护士会过来检查孩子。
She would measure their heads to see the size of the head.
过来量头围啊。
And they would measure how much the baby weighs.
啊，量体重。
And they whether they're hearing properly or not.
检查听力。
You know what I always wanted to hear the nurse say.
我最期望听到的就是他们说。
This is normal.
正常。
And then later, when they grow up older, we bring them to the doctor every year to check on them, right?
当他们大一些，我们每年都带他们到医生那里做体检。
I long to hear the doctor say, "This is normal."
我依旧最期待听到医生说的一句话是正常。
What am I asking him? What am I waiting for them to say? What am I really want to hear?
我最想听到他们说的其实是
Are they healthy? Are they healthy? Are they healthy? That's all I want to know.
他们到底健康吗？
I want to know whether their body is working properly.
我想知道他们的身体是否一切都正常。
Now, not just, of course, not just the physical growth of the body, but also emotionally. Are they socializing with other children? Are they able to communicate, right? Are they growing up normally?
是的，我想了解的并不仅仅是身体的一个健康，我也想知道他们，心理上怎么样，是不是健康，他们的情绪如何，他们是不是在跟别人正常的社交。
Parents, let me ask you something. Is that not the goal of every parent? Is hoping that our children will mature?
所以再问在座的家长们一句话。
We hope that our kids will be taller than us.
我们是不是想希望孩子比自己长得高
？We hope they would learn from school and their knowledge would gain.
我们希望他们在学校里多学知识。
We hope that they can find a job one day.
我们希望他们可以有一天找到工作
so they can earn money.
他们就可以挣钱
so then my son can pay for me to go on vacation.
所以当我旅游的时候就有了财源了
so that he can drive me around.
他就可以开车带着我溜达
and then one day my hope is that they would fall in love and have a spouse.
我也希望他们有一天恋爱成家
and then give me tons of grandchildren.
我就有儿孙满堂
I'm already thinking way ahead.
我已经想了太多。
What am I really hoping for?
那我真正希望的是什么？
I'm hoping my kids will become adults, to grow up, to mature, to take responsibility for life.
我真正希望是我的孩子们能够长大成人，成为一个成熟的人，能够负责任，能够过好生活。
So then as a pastor, I'm asking myself, is the cancer in the body making the body healthy? No.
所以，那我问一个问题：是癌症能够使身体变得健康吗？不能。
Is this consumer attitude normal? No, it is not.
这种消费者的心态是不是正常的？不是。
Is when a church only cares for itself normal? No, it is not.
如果这个教会只关心那人只关心自己，那一定不是一个正常的教会。
Is a church that ignores the world normal? No, it is not healthy.
如果这个教会不关心世界上所发生的事情，也不正常。
Is the church that where people show up every week just to sit and enjoy the show normal? No, it is not.
如果教会里就是一堆看客，每个主日过来坐下看戏，这是正常的吗？不是。
Paul in Ephesians 4 gives us a picture of a healthy body.
保罗在以弗所书四章中给我们一个健康教会的形象。
He says that in the body of Christ, there is a group of people that is responsible for helping the body mature.
他说在一个健康教会中有这么一群人在帮助教会健康的成长。
I said that before, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors or shepherds or the teachers.
我之前已经提过了，这些人就比如使徒，有使徒、先知、教师、牧师，治理事的、连续人的。
They're not here to do all the work, so we watch them do it.
他们不是我们看着他们干活。
Their job is to help the saints, the people of God, to do the work of God on earth.
他们的工作是帮助教会里的圣徒们，也就是主耶稣的跟随者来做好工作。
Now some of you say, I'm not a saint.
那在座中有人可能会说，我可不是什么圣人。
But that word is often misused by our world today.
但是这个词是在很多时候被误用了。
We think of saints as like people who like what?
当我们想到圣人的时候。当我们想到圣人的时候，我们就是那种就是叫我们发出惊叹的人，哇！
But the Bible says saints are just people that God have set apart.
但是呢，圣经上说，圣徒们就是上帝分别出来为圣的人。
But why are they set apart?
为什么把他们分出来？
Are they good people?
他们好吗？
No, because they are sinners.
不好，因为他们是罪人。
They are just people who are sinners who realize they are sinners.
他们只是罪人中意识到自己罪的那群人。
And it is the grace of God that brings them to Himself, the body.
是神的怜悯和恩典叫他们来到教会。
So the saint will never say that they are saints.
所以那圣人们不会说自己是圣徒。
Or they will never say they are saints because they are good people.
他们不会说自己因为是好人所以自己是圣徒。
They will say they are saints because they are sinners bought by the grace of God. Amen.
他们只会说自己之所以能被称为圣徒，是因为他们的生命是被主耶稣重价买来的。
Do we have any sinners here?
我们之间有
Do we have any sinners here?
有罪人吗？
Do we have any sinners sitting here?
有人觉得自己是罪人吗？
All of our hands should go up because we are here.
我们所有每一个人的手都应该举起，因为我们实在是罪人。
And because of that, we are saints too.
但是由于我们来到教会，相信主耶稣，我们是圣徒。如果我们是圣徒，我们就是教会的一部分。
And if we're part of the body, then we all are part of this church.
如果我们相信自己是教会的身体的一部分，那我们就是教会的一部分。
And then we all have a part in the church to play.
让我们在教会中都有一个职分，都有一个工作要做。
Paul tells us what are the signs of a healthy church or healthy body.
保罗说一个健康教会的标志是什么？
Verse 13.
在十三节中。
It says that the church is united in faith in growing knowledge of the Son.Verse 13, page 11. You there?
Yeah. 以弗所书四章十三节中说到，直到我们对上帝的儿子有一致的信仰和认识，逐渐成熟，达到基督那样完美的生命。
Remember, I said parents want their kids to gain in knowledge.
大家记得吗？我说，父母们希望他们的孩子增长知识。
And in the case of the church.Is when the church begins to know more and more about Jesus every day.
这当这个情况放到教会里，其实就是教会的会众们、弟兄姐妹们每一天对神有更新的认识。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14 says, "So we're not tossed by the waves of false doctrine," meaning that we can understand when there's something wrong with what's being taught.
以弗所中四章十四节中说到，这样我们就不再像小孩子被各种异端邪说之风吹得飘来飘去，被人的阴谋诡计欺骗，随波逐流。
So that we're not easily manipulated.
所以我们就不是很容易的被欺骗，被操纵。
Remember, I said we want our kids to grow so that they know right from wrong.
我说过，我们希望自己的孩子们长大。可以明辨是非。
Verse 15, we will then speak the truth in love to each other, become more and more connected to the head, Jesus himself.
十五节中说，相反，我们说话要凭爱心，坚持真理，在各方面都要追求长进，更像元首基督。
Do we not want our children to know how to speak to people? That's part of being an adult, isn't it?
我们难道不希望孩子与人交流是一个大人的样子吗？成熟的样子吗？
And then in verse 16 it says every part of the body is working properly, the body will grow and build up in love of God in Christ Jesus.
十六节中说，整个身体靠神巧妙的结合在一起，筋骨相连，彼此供应，使各部位各尽其职，身体便渐渐长大，在爱中建立起来。
Remember I said. Our children, when they become adults, We want them to take responsibility, to grow in love.
记得我说过吗？我们希望自己的孩子在爱中成长，变成一个有责任的人。
Now I know some of you may say, "Well, why is it so important that the church needs to grow, become healthy? Like, what's the big deal?"
那我也时常问自己，为什么要让一个教会健康的成长？有什么大不了
？Can we just have a little cancer?
我们就得一个小小的癌症又怎么样
？You know, when I was first started as a pastor, I was a youth pastor, a children pastor, actually.
大家知道吗？当我刚开始教牧的时候，我是一个青少年的牧者。
And every summer, we would take our children along with some families to go camping. I'm talking camping, tent camping, okay?
每个夏天呢，我就会带着孩子，甚至一些家长来一起去露营，在帐篷里。
There was one particular camping trip that was very memorable.
那有一次那么样别开生面的经历，终生难忘。
Because in one day, we were hit by 3 thunderstorms.
因为在一天之内，我们那个露营团队经历了三场暴风雨。
The first one came in the morning.
第一场一早就来了。
So some of the water got into the tent, the sleeping bags were wet, and some clothes got wet.
所以有一些帐篷被雨淋湿，然后有一些睡袋啊都被湿了。
So no problem, the sun came back out, so we hung our clothes outside.
没问题，因为太阳很快就出来，我们就把那些湿的东西都晾在外面。
And then suddenly the second storm came.
紧接着第二场暴风雨就来了。
This time everything hanging outside was wet.
那这一次呢，所有挂在外面的都湿了。
So some parents said we don't have any clothes anymore, so we have to go home.
有一些家长在这个时候就说啊，抱歉，我们也没有任何衣服了，我们得走了。
But there was a group, including myself, that wanted to stay.
但是呢，还是有一小撮人，包括我啊，也决定留下。
Because after 2 storms, the sun came back out. Come on, you can dry these clothes. It's okay.
因为你看了，太阳又出来了，接着下了两场暴风雨了，还能怎么样？我们还可以把这个湿的东西晾一晾。
So it was great. We stayed. We had more fun in the afternoon. Some people left, but we were there having fun.
所以说呢，在那个下午，我们有很愉快的时光。虽然有一些人走了，我们还是非常的愉快。
After dinner, some of the parents went off to take a shower, and I was watching the kids.
在晚饭之后呢，有一些家长趁着时间去洗澡了，然后我就和孩子们。
I took this 5-year-old boy to come help me with some wood so that we could build a fire.
我叫一个5岁的小孩子来帮我生火。
Just as me and little Tim were building the fire.
就当我和小 Tim 在一起生火的时候。
I look up and there was a huge dark cloud coming towards us.
我抬头看了看天，我发现有一片乌云过来了。
Now normally Tim is a kid who will jump on everything, climb on every tree, and smiles all the time.
Tim 是一个很活泼的小孩，他见到树就爬，然后跳来跳去。
You should have seen his face. It just went from smiling to like shock.
大家应该看，想象他的脸啊，本来是欢喜的，接着就阴沉密布。
Tim was scared.
他实在是害怕了。
I knew I have to say something.
我知道我得说些什么。
Because I'm the pastor.
我是个牧者。
So I grabbed him by the shoulder. I said, Tim.
所以我就握着 Tim 的肩膀，然后对他说。
Who's in charge of our world?
是谁在掌管我们的世界？
Tim looked up and said, "God."
Tim 抬头看着我说，神，上帝。
Then I said, "Who's in control of these clouds?"
那谁在掌管这些乌云
？And he said, "God."
他说，上帝。
So what do we have to fear?
那我们还有什么可怕的呢
？And then you see the young 5-year-old started to have faith.
所以你就那个时候，你看到有一点信心从他这个脸上显露出来，这5岁的孩子。
And I thought to myself, this is fantastic. I'm a great pastor.
所以我就想啊，哇，这是太棒了！我是一个非常好的牧师啊。
So then, I guess me and Tim were walking back to our tents because you know the storm's coming, so we gotta put everything in.
我就看到乌云过来了，我就跟 Tim 说，我们要把这所有的东西都放到里面。
And While we were walking, Tim tucked my hand.
我们走的时候 ，Tim 紧紧握着我的衣角。
And he
握着我的手。
He said, "God's going to make the cloud go away, right?"
那上帝会不会叫这些，是不是会叫这些云走开啊？
I said, "Well, if he wants to, yes, but I don't think this is happening today."
我对他说，好吧，那如果上帝想的话，他肯定会赶走这些乌云。但是如果他也有可能不想。
And Tim's face fell.
Tim 瞬间就崩溃了。
He says, "I want my mommy."
他说我要妈妈。
So I was sitting in my tent that night. The rain was pounding our tent.
所以我们就坐在帐篷里，那个暴风雪就在击打着帐篷。
I said, "God, what did I do wrong?"
我就问神，我说上帝啊，我做错什么？
I taught this five-year-old that you're in charge.
我告诉这个五岁的小孩子说你在掌权。
Why did he lose faith so quickly?
那为什么他在丧失信心如此之快？
And that's when God said something to me in the tent.
那个时候神对我说话。
You can tell Tim all he wants to hear about me loving him.
你可以尽管对 Tim 说，我是如何的爱他。
But his mom and dad are the physical manifestation of my love and protection for him.
但是对 Tim 来说，我对他的保护，对他的爱，都在他的家人身上具体的彰显出来。
It's his mom and dad that gives him a roof over their heads, Tim's head.
是他的父母为 Tim 撑起一个家，给他一个屋顶。
When Tim is scared, he runs to mom.
当 Tim 害怕的时候，他可以跑向他的妈妈。
That's when I realized something.
那个时候我意识到一件事。
The church is the most concrete presence of Jesus on earth.
那我意识到教会其实就是主耶稣基督在世上具体的彰显。
That's what the Apostle Paul is telling us.
这就是使徒保罗要跟我们说的话。
The body of Christ on earth means that the church is the body, the presence of Jesus on earth.
教会就是主耶稣的身体在地上的临在。
Robert Weber says this, to say the church is the body of Christ is to affirm the church, that the church is the continuation of the presence of Jesus in the world.Its life is sustained by the energy of the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord and giver of life. There is a divine side and a human side to the church. The church is a witness to the drama of salvation, and the church is the presence of the eschatological future in the world. In this sense, the church does not have a mission. The church is mission by its very existence in the world.
这个罗伯特·韦伯在他的书中说到，教会是基督的身体，是要肯定教会是耶稣临在世上的延续，他的生命借圣灵的大能来维持，圣灵是主，并生命的赐予者，教会有神圣和人性的面，教会是救赎戏剧的见证者，教会是世界终末未来的存在。从这个意义来说，教会并没有使命，它本身就是使命，因为它已存于世上。
When I was coaching softball, church softball team,
当我在教会就是做垒球教练的时候
，I often tell the outfielders,
我通常会对外场的这些人来说
，I said to them, "Don't think for a second somebody's going to pick up the ball for you if it goes over your head."
当这个球飞过你头顶的时候，不要指望有任何的人来帮你抓住这个球。
You are the one to go get that ball.
你就是那个要抓住那个球的人。
There's no one else there.
没有别人了。
The Holy Spirit has only one body to work with.
圣灵只有一个身体可以来做他的工啊。
It is the church.
就是教会。
There is no other body of Jesus on earth other than the church.
除了教会以外，主耶稣基督也没有在世上也没有其他的身体了。
And for you and me living in this time, right now in Edmonton, attending this church in this area, it means that you and I are it. You and I are it.
所以，当你我此时此刻坐在 亚省爱城这个宣道会这个地方这个时候我们应该知道我们没有别人了就是我们了
Nobody in history can replace the role that you play in the body of Christ. Nobody.
在历史上没有任何其他人能够代替你在基督里要做的工。
Do you remember the book of Esther?
大家还记得以斯帖记里边说的话吗
？When there was a plot to kill all the Jews.
有一个阴谋要杀光所有的犹太人。
Do you remember what Mordecai said to Esther?
大家还记得莫迪改对以斯帖是怎么说的
？He told her to go beg the king, Queen Esther, go beg the king for mercy.
他叫以斯帖使王的心意回转。
But Esther said, if the king doesn't invite me, I can't go there.
但以斯帖说，如果王不说要见我，我不能够去的。
And Mordecai says to her, do not think to yourself.That in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise from the Jew, for the Jews from other, somewhere else. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
莫迪改当时对以斯帖说，如果此时你闭口不语，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。但你和你父亲一家必然灭亡。谁知道你得了王后之位，不是为了今日之时呢
？Yes, if you don't do your part, God will raise someone else to do the part. Okay, I get it. That happens.
我知道，如果你不做事的话，神也会兴起其他的人去做这个事情。我知道。
But if we fail to do our part, the body becomes unhealthy.
但是如果我们不做我们的部分，我们不做我们的工，这个教会就变得不健康了。
And when the body is unhealthy, others will pay the price for it.
当身体不健康的时候，那身体的其他部位也会忍受疼痛。
Remember, if Esther said nothing, Mordecai says, yes, God will have some other people to come help the Jews, but you and your father's house will perish.
记得莫迪改说吗？说如果你现在不去救犹太人，那犹太人必从其他的地方得解脱，蒙救赎。但是你和你父亲一家就会灭亡。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，I want us to be a healthy church.
我希望我们是一个健康的教会。
I want us to get rid of the cancer that's in our body.
我希望我们清除体内的癌细胞。
Remember, it is not someone, so don't go pointing fingers and say, you're a cancer, you're a cancer, you're a cancer. Don't do that.
大家记得啊，这不是一个，所以说大家也不要去指别人说你就是那个癌症。
It is an attitude that we must get rid of ourselves.
那是一个态度，一种态度，是我们必须要清理自己。
I want to lead us into a time of confession.
我想邀请大家来进行一个认罪的这个时刻。
Could we just bow for a moment and have a time where we ask the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, I am sorry if I fail to do my part in this body.
所以大家，我邀请大家现在低下头，来问圣灵，问圣灵，问一句话说，是我是不是，我是不是在这个教会中是癌症？我如何应该做好我的工作呢？
Lord, I am sorry that I did not take my part in the body.
主啊。求你赦免我的罪，求你原谅我没有做好我在教身体中的份。
And because I didn't do my part, others have suffered.
因为我没有做我该做的工，其他肢体就受苦了。
Lord, I don't want to be a cancer in your body.
主啊，我不想在你的身体里再做一个癌细胞。
You have gifted me gifts to serve this body.
你已经赐给我了恩赐，叫我如何的去服侍这间教会。
show me what my gifts are from you. Show me what you have given me.
求主向我显现，叫我知道我的恩赐，您赐给我的是什么。
I don't want to bury it in the sand.
我不想像一个罪人一样把我的恩赐埋藏起来。
I will use my gifts for your kingdom.
我想要用我的恩赐来成就你的国。
For your church.
为你的教会。
For the sake of the world.
为世界的得救。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
All of God's people say.
Amen.
Amen.